Hey, welcome.
Hi.
Wow, what a week to give thanks and to be thankful. That's right. The Mega 64 podcast is back, and I've never been happier. I've managed to look at the wrong camera every time, every cut so far, which is
why are you so angry tonight?
I'm not.
Why are you so pissed off out the gate?
Out
the gate. Listen, what? I'm gonna
swearing right away.
You better be thankful. I'm gonna F up everything.
Listen,
you're so green with anger. This is my impression. You're like,
it's like the Hulk. Meeting.
You wouldn't like me when I'm mad. Ah, Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah,
that's my Rocco impression.
Personally, I don't know. There's only two cameras to look at, and I managed to get both wrong. I'm disappointed in myself. So. This is a promise. I'll never look at the wrong camera again because I'm going to improve myself. I'm going to do better.
Is this a real promise or a
daddy
never
promise? Again.
No, he holds himself to a higher standard.
What's a dad promise?
A daddy promise is a promise that's probably going to get broken. You know, when the kids forget about the promise.
My kids.
It's okay to break it.
Yeah, I found out the hard way they don't forget about the promise.
Oh, about daddy promise?
They never forget about the promise. And it's like, hey, you said we're going to get a Slurpee on December 2nd. You said that in June, and it's December 2nd, so we're going to Slurpee. It's like, how did you remember that?
I was thinking, like, daddy, promise me you'll never die.
Oh,
you know? It's like,
No problem, kid. No, I
don't worry about it.
Look at camera on me. I already look dead. I'm like a ghost version of myself anyways. And I'm like, goodbye.
If I had kids, I'd be like, yo, I'm dying. Like that,
yeah,
it's happening.
I told them that.
Right?
Yeah.
You got to.
They cried.
Oh.
But that's life. And you have to learn that that's going to happen one day.
I had very early on in life, I remember when I would stay with my grandma, like, you know, like my parents were at work or whatever. She had a bunch. She was friends with all the neighbors in the neighborhood, and so I met them and knew all of them as just a little kid. And really early on, one of them died. So and I was like, "What? I can't see them anymore. Why can't I see them anymore?" I was like early to learning about that, and then who could forget the pivotal Sesame Street moment
when
Mr. Hooper died?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to witness both of those. So I always had a healthy sense of, you know, I knew what it meant, and I didn't, you know, it didn't.
Yeah, but the realization, like I always knew people could die.
Yeah.
The realization that I was going to die, I remember sitting alone in my room as a kid, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah. Wait, me too? Not me.
I don't remember any of these revelations
Maybe
coming over me.
Maybe you haven't had that moment yet.
Yeah, Garrett, I got bad news for you.
I'm still feeling pretty spry.
You're pretty adventurous. You
like who knows
skydiving. You do wild stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who knows what could happen? I'm not holding out doubt for.
Hey, technology's really coming along.
How
the
do
PS5
I know?
Graphics are pretty good. I'm pretty sure I could live longer.
Yeah. I had a friend who legit thought, you know, when we were in our early 20s, he overestimated the progress of science, much like I'm overestimating the quality of our green screen. and he swore science was going to save his ass on so many things. Hey, dude, are you going to quit smoking?
Nope. I mean, the way it's going, they're going to make fake lungs by the time I'm 40.
What else? You know,
stick to the plan, dude. Stick to the plan, bro.
Stick to the plan.
Listen.
Are you going to, but inversely, it was also the type of people who are like, are you going to open up a bank account? Nope. I'm going to be dead by the time I'm 30.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I knew people who were like that too.
That was my brother who said he was going to die when he was 24. He always said that since he was a kid. I'll be dead when I'm 24. I'm like, why are you saying this?
Why 24?
Because
that's
know.
The number. That's the Janis Joplin,
I don't know,
Jimmy Hendrix,
why would you wish
Kurt
that
Cobain,
by yourself?
Are you thinking 27, Garrett?
Oh, wait. Is that 27?
Yeah, it's 27.
Yeah, why did he say 24 then?
Because he's a weirdo. I mean,
he wants to be better.
I'm
going to die younger and faster than Kurt Cobain.
I knew all kinds of people in high school that were like, I'll be gone by 25, man. Like, that's some like ancient, like, I will have experienced it all by then.
Yeah.
It's like,
and you know what?
About?
What I realized about all those people, I didn't care. Later, nice knowing you.
Okay.
It was like the kid who was like, yeah, man, I did acid when I was 12. I don't know if I'm going to be alive by the time I'm 25. Yeah, what a loss. I'm sorry. Yeah. But then, all these years later, those people have it together more than anybody. They're all cleaned up. Like,
yeah, they're all kicking ass.
You remember when I used to say I wasn't going to live to 25 because of all the acid I did? Yeah. I had a long talk with my five children about investing and not doing that stuff. So it's like, okay, you know, some people get it out of their system.
Turned it around.
Turn it around.
And that's the thing. Luke never did acid or drugs. He just was always proclaiming 24. 24.
Yeah, but that seems weird.
He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't.
Maybe he did the acid and then realized.
Maybe.
Oh, I could live way longer than 24. I could go 25.
Yeah.
Beyond.
Yeah.
What? How old, by the way?
Mm.
Okay, let me preface this.
Okay.
I was reading a book recently that said you should pick the age you want to live to because most people sell themselves short on how long they think they're going to live. Life expectancy is like 65, 70, 80 if you're lucky.
Right.
And this book I was reading was saying that's outdated. That is from like 100 years ago when they started first coming up with the concept of life expectancy. Mm-hmm. You know, some of the oldest human beings that have ever lived up to be 120, 121, 122 years old. So the theory is that we can do it. It's capable. You're technically capable of going to 120.
Right.
And you should pick a date, an age you want to live to and strive to hit it. Maybe it's not 120. Maybe it's like 95.
Mm.
25.
For me,
yeah,
I want to live to be 100.
That's pretty cool.
I want to be 100 years old, which is pretty cool because I still got like 85 years to go. That's pretty cool.
Let me do that math real quick.
It's pretty cool. I'm a young buck. Minute.
Wow, you are pretty young.
Scratch my head about
I really do, though. All jokes aside, I really do want to live to be 100.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
You know?
I always thought, like, if I could get to, like, late 80s, like 87.
That's what you're going for? 87?
87 seems fine to me. That seems pretty good. I mean, yeah. I mean, if I get past that to 90, great, but 87. Let's go there.
On my dad's side, his mom, she made it to just like her 70s, and then I think one of her sisters made it to their 80s. But my other aunt, she got to like 93 or 4, something like that. And she how do I describe this? Ate like any Italian without any limit. Like she was cooking stuff all the time. And so she wasn't the healthiest person. We thought, but it didn't matter. She lived to a long time. And the reason I'm bringing this up is one of the funniest things I've ever heard was we had it wasn't the funeral. It was like the viewing or whatever. And sometimes people get up to talk.
Sure.
And my cousin got up and stood up there and he went, yeah, she was proof that diet and exercise do not matter. everyone was cracking up. He's
oh my
like,
God.
I mean, she was making the richest food every day and she made it to like 94 or 95, nah. Whatever it was. He's like, she didn't watch any of that stuff. There you go. We were all cracking up so bad. Anyway.
Did I ever tell you, I had a relative die on my mom's side and I called her to like, you know, give her condolences or whatever. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that sucks. And she's like, well, it's to be expected because, you know, men in our family, they die so early.
You didn't like hearing that, right? Huh?
Do you know that you're talking to a man in your family? What do you say? Yeah, you saying that I'm going to die early? She's like, oh, well, not, probably not you. Like, you're probably going to be fine. But, like, you know, men in our family die very young. It's like, what the fuck?
Like a curse?
I don't know. But, like, why are you saying this to me, Mom?
Yeah.
Gary, what about you? What age do you want to live to be?
You know, I was one of those dumb shit kids who was like 18. Ain't gonna happen.
Yeah,
Y2K, bro.
You're gonna live the longest.
That tracks.
So I'm not even. I'm in extra innings right now. I'm fucking good.
You're living.
I'm prepared. Bring it on.
Oh man.
But no, I think
he's living on borrowed time.
I think like you said, 120 is possible. In, you know,
it's the upper ceiling.
At this point. But I think by the time we're older, technology will have advanced. And if you're wealthy enough to afford it, you could push into 140s, 160.
Whoa. You think so?
I think
so. Where did we take a leap?
Expecting. You asked me how far I'm expecting to go. I think if I continue on my entrepreneurial path, I will be continually gaining income. Yeah. And then I think by the time, if I keep myself healthy enough, that when I need to spend that money on the medical advances in my 90s,
yeah,
they could push me into 120, 140, I would say.
Damn. 120 or 140. We'll that's optimism right there. See, you kind of remind me of my friend who is planning on the new lungs showing up.
I told you, know? You, bro. I was there at Y2K. I was like, I ain't living past 18.
Well,
I ain't graduating high school. Why do the senior project? See, we're not going to graduate, guys.
See, I'm even more optimistic than Garrett. I'm not even putting a number on it. I'm going to be like Sigma and Mega Man X. I'm just gonna, my data can never be defeated. So I'll die, but it's gonna. I'm going to like come out again as something
Kurzweil.
Else. I'm going to Agent Smith this stuff. Are we still in the intro? Shit.
No.
No, I'm gonna go Agent digital. Smith it, and I'm just can gonna I, come back in all these forms.
Can I say the F word yet?
Yeah.
I think you can.
I'm not going to.
Oh.
I'm gonna save it.
But you
it.
Could. It's nice knowing you could. And for that, I'm thankful. This is the Thanksgiving. This is what it's all about, is I can say things if I want. What? And yeah, I said Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Tonight
I can,
isn't
I can
Thanksgiving,
say that.
Though.
Ooh,
just
there's
to be
a war
clear.
On Thanksgiving.
What?
It's not Thanksgiving tonight, just to be clear.
This week, though.
And Tuesday, if you're seeing this on Tuesday, it's also not Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sure. But if you watch it, wait till Thursday and watch it.
Watch the Macy's Day Parade that's going to kick ass this year.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
be killer.
Watch our podcast.
They can't top Goku from last year.
Yeah, they did Goku, and he was super. It was Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Goku.
When
not just
I was
regular.
A kid,
I loved everyone's
I mispronunciation. Loved the Macy's.
Me too.
Thanksgiving Day Parade, and now I think it's time to retire it. Probably.
No,
yeah,
it's
always
than ever,
Broadway
actually.
Musical numbers. I want to see the big balloons.
I never feel this way. I'm the traditionalist who's like, if it's old, keep it. Because the old people did it and we should enjoy it too. Except when it comes to the Macy's Holiday Parade. That I'm like, all right, we've done that. I think we've explored this. We've said everything we could say with the Thanksgiving parade.
Yeah.
Derek,
let the balloons go.
I'm going to challenge your claim. I don't think you're that guy.
What do you mean?
You strike me as someone who is... Very often, hey, didn't we already do that? Like, we're done with that, right?
Hmm.
I see
aha,
that.
I could see. Now let me explain. We already have the old thing, so no. Let's keep
oh,
it.
Okay.
And we don't need to make new things over and over and over that are exactly the same as the good
as
thing
the
we already
old
had.
Thing.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
I get you.
Okay.
So don't get it twisted, y'all.
Okay. Theme song.
Oh, man.
Oh,
hi.
See,
welcome back.
Glad to be here.
Let's I hope you're ready for more because the show isn't over.
Camera on me. Johnny, you nailed
look
it.
Look at that.
Look at that.
We had kind of a green effect. Guys, we've upgraded a lot of our stuff today. You know, we're trying to make incremental little upgrades where we can. We got a new camera on those guys. We got some new effects and new bells and whistles. You know, new
bleeps and bloops,
beeps and boops. I saw an article that the new console should have new beeps and boops, and I was like, "What does that mean?" And it was that both new consoles make the same noise when you turn them on as last year's last generation's consoles. Shouldn't there be new? They should be new ones.
Man, I've been telling
so you guys
you,
thoughts.
You got to cancel your subscription to Babies and Idiots Weekly. I've been trying to tell you for months, dude.
But they have the best articles on
the newest toys.
The noise.
There's
the
just articles
make.
About me every issue. That's why I subscribe. That's all. I don't need to spend any more time
okay.
on that.
Hell yeah.
But
welcome to the Mega 64 podcast.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, without any sarcasm, I usually talk, I talk trash
here we
all the
go.
Time and I talk shit.
Uh-oh.
Pure Sean.
I really recommend, if you're bored on Thanksgiving, watch the Purina Dog Show.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that you is do my, watch that every year.
That
huh?
is my favorite Thanksgiving tradition now. And it's still happening. I checked and I'm fucking
good.
Amped.
So, the dogs, are they in a bubble? Are they living Clovis free?
I don't know if the dogs are living in the bubble. I don't know what's going on. My favorite part is when the trainers take the dog treat and put it in their mouth
then
the dog's mouth and then back to their mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That mm-hmm. happens a lot. Probably not going to happen this nice. Time because of the masks. But do yourself a favor, guys, and watch these fucking weird-ass dogs. It's great.
You know what would be cool? If I ran the Purina dog show.
Yeah.
We would take the dog in last place and make dog food out of him. We feed it to the others. Slowly, they would consume their opponents until there was only one.
And only one dies, but you really...
Dog of all.
Do you really want to enter because you could be put down?
That would... Dude, ratings would be through the roof. It'd be like 10 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was a gag in... Who... I don't know if anyone remembers Superman Returns, the 2006.
I vaguely remember it.
Superman movie with Brandon Roth.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
It's classic.
Lex Luthor and his wife or whoever, they go home and they haven't been there in a long time and the dog comes up and they're like, didn't we have two dogs?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like there's like a gag that the dog ate the other dog. And I remember thinking like, oh, that's kind of gross. There's some visual with it too, like you see the bones or something.
Well, that's what
I just remember thinking. Like, yuck. Did we even?
Do you
need
know
to
how
do
many people
world?
Like have died, and their cats or animals started eating them?
Oh yeah,
that
happens
all
the time.
Three. Hey, you know what?
Every day,
you got to do what you got to do.
I'm down like with those that. Animals
every hour.
Don't give a fuck about us. They once we're dead, we're food.
That's nature, baby.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Burial at sea.
Come on.
If it's good enough for Osama.
We should think about eating each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly, it's the point Sean's trying to make.
Like, that was the point I was making, but there is a point somewhere in there. If you can find it, let me know.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that.
Yeah, eating.
Okay. Who would? I'm trying to think who I would eat first.
Who's tastier?
In that situation.
Here.
So
Johnny'd be tasty because
apparently,
he's young, he's succulent.
I think it's been scientifically proven if you're a sailor, you're more likely to be a cannibal.
Interesting.
Than anybody else.
Really?
I only say that because I've heard stories of like the Moby Dick type situation, that era of ocean questing, that if you get stranded at sea, you know, or lost, or you're in a lifeboat or something and there's no food, you got to start eating each other to survive. You might even have to like draw straws amongst yourselves.
That's
be like, who's going to feed the rest of us? Come on. Who's going
to
be the big man about it?
Jeez.
So if we were in that situation, I'm going, I have more of an idea on a regular basis what Johnny and Kevin eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they eat some pretty good stuff. I'd probably go after them first because I don't know what is Sean doing at his house? I don't know.
Midnight. Pop-Tarts tonight.
Rocco's going after Johnny and Kevin.
No, if I had
watch
to.
Watch out, guys.
Because I know, because they eat a lot of the same stuff I do. I know they're eating good stuff.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
They're going to taste the best.
In that boat, I'm fearing for Johnny and Kevin's lives.
He's already going back in a second.
You got to do what you got to do. I'm sure they want to eat me too. You know, I don't even have to.
Sadly, they would be defeated by you.
But Sean, he's up at night eating muffins with bugs in them.
That happened
and stuff.
One time, and the bugs weren't intentional.
I don't know. And I don't know what Derek's doing either. I don't see him eat as much. Although we had pizza the other day. So
you're in trouble now with that pizza, Derek.
You know, I just want to point
out. We're
all
eating the same pizza. Maybe
we started this conversation. Everybody is like awkwardly silent. Rocco jumps into literally. He's named almost everybody in the room and how he would eat them.
But Garrett's
have
off.
You
I'm
already
saying,
thought about
off.
This?
No one wants to fuck with
no,
this.
But guess, I just see Garrett eating that same tuna shit every day. I don't want to. I don't know what these
could
be
high protein.
Like. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm not gonna eat that.
Too many muscles.
I got a lot of gristle.
But Kevin and Johnny, you guys are up, man. I'm you know, just letting you know. I'm just letting you know where you stand.
Where do you butch
it's
first?
Not good, but
like
you
if
know,
you're gonna butcher.
Garrett, I don't know.
What do you eat on?
I can tell. Did you guys ever? Do you remember that movie Alive?
The butt in the back.
Yeah, see that.
You
got
to do, dude. I'm sorry, but
I read a book
first.
About it.
It is ass first. Yeah, you got meat there.
No,
like that's.
But
yeah.
I don't. I have.
Well, dude, it's 2020.
Can I be real?
Ass,
I'll tell you.
Tell you.
I read a book about it. You do like the upper butt.
Yeah.
Back area.
Back straps.
Sorry,
you guys. I would be no good. I don't have anything there.
Yeah, you got white girl
see,
ass.
I have no butt.
This is why I have no problem making jokes about this because I can punch down. I know everyone would be coming after me. Yeah, it'd be like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon, and everyone's looking at the smoked ham in the corner.
Oh yeah,
I got two of them.
I want those calves.
No,
I'm coming after those calf muscles, boy.
See,
oh my God.
I would just wait. No. To see who died naturally.
See, that seems respectful.
Yeah.
Derek, thank you.
And then I would eat Rocco.
Right.
Yeah, kill the guy. He's my friend.
Yeah.
Just saying. The only way you could do that, though, it'd have to be a mutual meal. Like, all right, yeah, I take a piece, you take a piece. You know. What are you fucking talking about?
Dude, Christmas cast is being crazy.
Thanksgiving cast. On the subject. Come on. Hey, you said it was Thanksgiving cast. We're talking food.
That's true.
We're talking meals.
I want to, this year, Thanksgiving is different, guys. It's a different experience this year because of the way the world is. You know, we can't be doing these packed family feasts and stuff like that. We got to keep it, you know, I know a lot of times we have like a shared
meal,
but that's just not, safe. It's not cleanliness.
Right
now. Mm-hmm. Right. But I want to say thank you to Sean because he still thought about us.
I did.
And he was thankful and he gave us each a pie. Each of us got our own pie. We got individual.
This is a big individual Christmas size.
Dude. Oh, you got pumpkin?
I definitely did. Yeah. I missed out around Christmas.
Yeah.
Last year, so I'm doing it upright.
I got Dutch apple.
I got cherry.
You got cherry.
A pecan pie.
Hey, pecan. My favorite.
Kevin, you know what? I got made fun of at my house for liking pecan pie. I was like, you like pecan? And it's like, you've.
I never cared or really liked it. And then, like, one or two years ago, someone brought one here and I was like, that's the best damn
pie
I've ever had. It's the best damn pie I ever
had. So good.
Yeah. So that was amazing. Yeah. Kevin, what did you get?
I got peach. I got
peach. Yeah, I don't even know if I've had a peach pie before.
Well, I could eat a peach for hours.
I know you can, but I know, but.
And then Johnny got a regular apple.
Johnny is on the board tonight, by the way. Thank you, Johnny.
Johnny Apple Pie. Regular Apple Johnny is what they call him.
Yep.
Johnny with the regular apples. Oh, working the board tonight.
Apple. Okay.
Let's see that cam.
Johnny,
it looks
can
so
we
good.
See you, Johnny?
Even his cam is good.
You got the camera.
If it's
going to
be hard.
Hey, Johnny.
Oh,
Johnny
there in the shadows. Where's your pie?
You ruined it.
Oh, my God. I hate him so much.
Just restart the stream.
Why'd I go to the store for you?
Writing your goodbye letter. All right. Anyway, so it is a thankful week, but I kind of wanted to bring this up because it's really sticking in my brain here.
Uh-oh.
Not everyone is thankful.
What?
We put out a new video.
Yeah.
This last week, and in fact, we had some people that were very unthankful for it.
What?
Oh, they didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, it really broke my heart.
I thought
everyone was going to be like, "Thanks for the bid."
We thought everyone would be so happy
we knew
that we did this.
Yeah.
We were shocked, actually, at the,
split.
Lack of gratitude.
Yeah.
Lack of appreciation. Flat out rudeness.
Rudeness
from our fans.
It didn't get any thumbs down, though, did it?
I don't know.
No one did that.
I sure as hell hope not.
I didn't check that, but
I thought we were going to, I thought I was going to wake up and check those comments and see 100,000 thank yous. And I got 50,000 thank yous. And the other 50,000 weren't that.
That's all I focus on.
We put out a video this week. Check it out if you haven't seen it. Does the PS5 play discs? We don't think it does.
Yeah.
And in the process, we may have slightly damaged a PlayStation 5. I'm not going to spoil the video. Check it out for yourself. But we did have a long conversation before we made the video, right?
Yes.
We had a long, detailed, thoughtful conversation. Yeah. Is this going to like piss people off?
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Yes.
But is that like, is it the wrong time to be pissing people off? Is it us going too far?
Yeah.
And we felt, no.
Yeah.
But we had a long conversation. Yeah. At some people thought maybe, but we talked about it and thought, you know what? Let's just do it.
The second this PlayStation without a disc was announced, Rocco was like, we're getting that and we're going to do a sequel. Like that.
Yeah, it was like, we have the sequel.
Rocco himself came in days later saying, is this in bad taste? Right, I know I was the one who brought this idea up, but should we still do it?
Yeah.
Well, when it first was announced, I don't think we thought we would still be in this predicament with the quarantine, the pandemic as we are now. So it was like, are we being really insensitive? Are we not? Nah.
No, but I think what we talked about was, you know, this wasn't a case of, smashing it, like taking it from someone and throwing it on the ground or whatever.
We
were making a short that we really thought was just a fun concept and a great concept. And honestly, I got philosophical about it and I was like, I could keep this and I'll play it in my house.
Yeah.
Or we got this with our money.
Right.
If we make this short, we entertain a ton of people.
You know thousands. To me,
so I'm fine doing,
I feel like what we created was clearly a work of art. And I'm not saying that to be egotistical, but we made a video that gets an emotional response out of most people who watch it. And to me, that's a work of art.
Of course.
You know? Definitely. And I feel like we shouldn't have to explain our logic behind this thing we made. We made it. And I like seeing the response to it. A lot of people were positive. Yeah. A lot of people were extremely, maybe unnecessarily negative.
Right. Yeah, you know.
And I do feel like if we, this is a toy. Like when it all comes down to it, it's a toy.
It's a toy. And it's a luxury item.
We're not destroying food. We're not doing anything. We are destroying a toy that we bought with our own money.
It's a hot commodity.
Yeah.
We didn't, like, I don't know.
Well,
like,
this is why I say we shouldn't explain too much, because it gets to a point where you start looking bad, but it's like, you know, why are we explaining it? The video speaks for itself.
Yeah.
And let's be real. Let's be real. Do you want the digital version? I mean,
No, it doesn't. Just take it.
Hey, by the way, I saw an article today that said resale groups were able to pick up thousands of consoles. One group in particular got 3,500 consoles.
Oh my God!
What?
Oh my.
Yeah, they use bots to get them off the websites.
I saw some dude post like a picture on, I forget, maybe Twitter or somewhere, and he had like, I don't know, 30 of the digital and about 25 of like the disc version, and it's like, this is the problem. The problem.
Yeah. But you know what?
Our whole company, we were on it. And when they went online, like, we all got them.
I feel like we'll talk about that. We didn't do anything crazy to get ours.
Yeah.
No.
We just went to the websites when they went on sale.
Reloaded Walmart.
We all used, like, our personal credit cards. We were communicating with each other, like, hey, they're on Target. And then, like, I got one. I didn't get one. All right. Shit, they're on Walmart. Okay. Yeah. You know, we were helping each other out.
Right.
Yeah. But that being said, I have a theory that some people were more angry than others. And I feel like if you were maybe overly invested in the PlayStation 5, you may have gotten more upset than other people.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you had been closely following the PlayStation 5 news and were anticipating it closely, you definitely had more to say about our video.
Yeah.
And I think there were communities out there on the internet of people just like that that had plenty to say. And we printed out some of their comments.
And we
wanted to talk about them on the show and do a special edition of Return Fire.
All on a beautiful morning. All on a
the long-awaited return.
Good, man.
The return of Return Fire.
Derek, fire the first shot.
This is so painful to watch. Was it a real PS5? As a person who can't afford a game console, this saddens me. This world is so cruel. If I could afford a PS5, I would hug and sleep with it. But you have the privilege to buy and joyfully destroy it right in front of my eyes. You could have gifted to a poor kid and make him/her happy. I just wanted to open up with that one. I just feel the sentiment of if I had one, I would hug and sleep with it. Pretty much sums up the bulk of a lot of the commenters we'll be reading from tonight. I don't really have anything to say in return to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like you kind of returned fire on yourself. Yeah. By unironically leaving that post. I don't know. What do you have over there, Rocco?
I got a great one here. This was a YouTube comment, and this was a little dodgy here. I really want to see this guy live on the streets with $10 in his pocket. He wouldn't be destroying things that ordinary people earn with months and months of hard work, and even a piece of his shit would be useful as bread.
What?
I don't know. So my return fire to that. What? I don't think a piece of my shit would be useful as bread. I'll say, I know we had a cannibalism thing earlier in this, but my piece of I promise my shit would not be good bread. I'm just going to let you know here up front. So,
did Borat leave that comment?
Yeah, I mean, Borat did.
Maybe. I think Borat did.
What?
So that's a good possibility.
You ready for the next one?
Sure. Yeah.
I haven't, in parentheses, and won't, watch this.
Oh.
Okay. But.
I wish they left it there.
But going through the thread, it's a safe bet at what it is. I can't imagine being so devoid of any creativity that this, all caps, is how you make content. These fucking YouTubers are trash. Again, the guy started his comment by saying he didn't and won't watch it. Before commenting on our lack of creativity and how we are trash YouTubers. Maybe watch the video.
Yeah.
And I would take anything you said seriously.
It's like a snuff film.
Check it out. Okay, I got a good one here. This one just is, oh, this is amazing, this one. Dude, instead of getting mad and break it, you should call the company or bring it back to GameStop. It's people like you give Sony and GameStop a bad name. P.S. I have angry issues, but I will never have did what you did. Get help. That, I love that call. I actually, I'm really not mad about that. This is almost an affectionate return fire. Yeah. Like I love that comment.
Yeah.
Roblox user 242.
Yeah. I just because I think
that's
I
like
think,
a child.
I think some of
comment.
These are kids.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh, yeah.
But that one I actually thought was like an adorable comment.
It's
but
endearing.
I appreciate that.
That one's endearing.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. this video went viral. Started being posted all over the world. Suddenly, we started getting comments in French.
Yeah, we got a bunch.
I have to know what the French think about this video. I'm going to start off with one that's more of a mystery, more than anything else. Close up on this. I don't know if you can read this one here in the middle. It's French. Blairau.
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 That sounds like a heinous diss.
Yeah, what is that?
Google Translate.
Uh-oh.
Badger. they fucking got us.
No. Oh my god.
Blairau! What do you got over there?
Oh no.
Okay. For this next one, I hate to do this.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna have to hijack the bit here, but for just a second, for just a moment, in the middle of the Return Fire segment,
how can you do it?
I'm gonna have to do another segment.
Oh, what?
It's a bit within a bit.
We have hit that point. Just real quick, Shakespeare Theater. Children in pain could have benefits that trash you bought, but you decided to break it apart for fame. A simple vlog isn't enough, right? The worst is you probably are proud and will never understand how stupid you are. Because you are protected by the screen. Still, behind, there is people in pain nowadays. You just waste your luck. It's a shame. Thank you.
Wow. Wow, bravo. You know, since we're on the topic of Shakespeare Theater, I did get a kick out of somebody somewhere did post this in response to the video.
Oh, that's great. That's hilarious.
That's actually really had me mad enough to file a complaint.
That's awesome.
Hold on, though. I don't know if you got any more over there, Rocco.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep going.
There was one real quick. I actually posted this on my Twitter, but I'll read through it really quick. Someone had a comment on my weight.
Oh, oh no.
I can see why you're fat. It's because you put as little thought into your health as you do your videos. Don't you care about your loved ones at all? I'm sure they're pretty sick of it, too. I'm saying this to help you. Google Mediterranean diet. And stick to it.
Oh,
what the?
So
doctor.
Pretty good advice.
What the?
I am
fuck?
Going to Google that after the show tonight. I'm going to Google that. I want to say again, this is a nice return fire.
Right.
I'm saying thank you.
Did
I'm
they
Google that?
Sounds we like got to stick to it though. Whatever it is, you got to stick to it.
I don't know if
it.
I'm going to stick. Yeah, that part might be hard.
That's tough.
Men's
rights
activist
reached
out to you. I'm not a native speaker, so forgive my pronunciation. Buffon, Ilya Deskinski, Galère, à s'offrir une PS5 et toi. To la défense normale grosse ta de merde.
Ooh, I got to get
I took French for 2 years in high school. Mm-hmm. Not one word. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Jester!
Oh.
There are people who struggle to afford the PS5 and you fuck it up normal. Big pile of shit.
He called you a jester.
Jester, you fucking abnormal.
I kind of like that insult. Yeah. Jester.
Jester.
Jester. Jester. Yeah. Buffon.
I love that.
Buffon.
Fuck it up normal.
This one is also dramatic. I don't need to bust out the Shakespeare thing, but I still might read it dramatically.
Okay, go ahead.
To build this console took the work of thousands of people.
Oh my God.
And you destroyed it to make this stupid video. Go to work, which is better. But this line, this is like, you can't write this any better.
Yeah.
But maybe you are only capable of destroying, not building.
No. Oh,
wow. Like that got me. That got me.
Eloquent.
More from France.
Okay.
Encore un gros conquis à aucun respect pour le travail matériel. Utilisez cette tête vraiment d'affronter de devoir intégrer dans son cerveau quand dans ses meaux.
I think the word head is in there. I know that.
Another big idiot who has no respect for the work materials used was really heartbreaking. He must have as much fat in his brain as in his mayo.
Oh,
you like mayo, bro?
Damn, dude.
Derek did warn me ahead of time on there. He said there's a certain comment that when translated, he's like, it's not saying you're fat. It's saying there's fat in your brain. And I said, okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm good with that. Because there is. There is a lot sure. of fat in there.
Here's another one from France. I'll just go straight to the translation. Yeah. Big, deep moron. Think of people who work like dogs to be able to afford a console, which is difficult to have. You two scratch your sights. You kill her. You're too stupid, man.
Oh, damn, dude. Mm. You kill her.
Man.
That was rough.
We work like dogs, I would say.
You know,
say.
That's the thing is, like, again, with this video, there was a lot of... It was a hard video to shoot. We put a lot of effort
crew.
Into it.
Yeah. It was
full
a short
crew,
film.
Full day.
Yeah, yeah full it was equipment. A full day. We all worked hard on it.
It was one full day of work, people.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Like a dog, I sweated.
I did. I don't have it printed. I pretty much read the ones that I wanted to. But one exchange that did make me laugh that I remember from reading all the stuff is someone said, like, I can't believe... Imagine just destroying something just for a little film. And the response to it killed me. Was like, man, this guy should never see the Blues Brothers. That first half hour is going to fucking kill him. That cracked me up. Right? Doesn't that have like the world's biggest car pilot?
Oh, yeah.
That was cracking
me up. I mean, like,
up.
Every...
Through the
I do have movie. One final comment. I think this one is going to strike a chord with some people in here.
Uh-oh.
There's two comments, actually. It's a comment and a response. The absolute worst part is knowing they're claiming that PS5 as a business expense.
Oh, yeah.
And getting a massive tax break.
Massive.
Oh, no.
YouTube/the internet is generally allowing people to make money off of being absolute dumbasses. It's one of the worst things to happen. The response. Agreed. YouTube millionaires like these guys get to flaunt their extravagant lifestyle to the lowly masses. It's sickening.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
massive tax break.
Yeah.
Eat the rich,
at
guys.
At most, you would write off that PS5, $500 bucks.
No, it was.
No, it's four.
Yeah.
$400 bucks is the massive tax break. But I don't even think we can like do itemized deductions. So you don't know what you're talking about. I don't know.
Yeah. I also want to give a little bit of behind the scenes info too, because I've seen a lot of people make the same kind of comment that are like, oh, you know, enjoy your precious ad revenue, enjoy your, you did this just for the click money. Oh, you just,
oh yeah, this is good.
I want to say this, everyone at home.
Yeah.
We did not make a thin red dime off this video.
No.
The song that we used.
Peter and the Wolf.
We used this Peter and the Wolf track in our original PSP Go video from 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Peter and the Wolf used to be public domain and is no longer. Things have changed, and that song is an immediate demonetization.
Yeah.
You know. We made the creative decision that the video was better with that song
because. We created art.
Yeah.
And it's art. Really, it's not about the money.
Well, I heard. Okay, go ahead, Rocco.
Oh, no. All I was going to say was it was not worth it to us to, like, we weren't doing this to, like, oh, look at, oh, think of all the click money we're going to. That was never part of it. We knew going in, it was like, yo, if we use this song, we're forfeiting all that. And it was like, yeah, that's
and
it's,
that
it's
was
about
a,
making the thing
a conscious effort, because we knew that our fans, that you guys would hear that song and instantly know what you're in for.
Yeah.
And that,
and enjoy
me,
it. You'd
and
like
enjoy
it more.
It. You'd be like, oh, fuck. And that would be that we wanted that from you guys.
Yeah.
And so we're like, yeah, we'll use the same song. We won't make any money off of it, but it's worth it because it's going to be an awesome reaction from people.
Yeah.
So we're not fucking YouTube millionaires. Jesus Christ.
I knew that would strike a chord with you. Well, YouTube millionaires. I just want to repeat. We just got we got this off Target.com with a credit card.
Yeah.
And I there was no way to, there was no field to say, I'm a YouTuber. I'm a YouTube millionaire. Hook it up. They didn't care.
Yeah.
Didn't work. They just took the credit card number and mailed it. So.
I do say that. Every time I go to Target, I say, I'm a YouTube millionaire, by the way.
Yeah.
And they don't do anything.
You should see the
I had
looks
to pay
he gets.
For my Gool-Aid. Like everybody else.
At the end of the day, though, it was good publicity.
Yeah.
I mean, I think
we did get something out of it.
Yeah. It's a polarizing video. You either love it or you hate it. That's a good video in my book.
Yeah.
So thanks for watching, everybody.
I got the greatest reward of all, which is there was a legit like hate video on YouTube, like about the video.
A reaction vlog.
Yeah. There was a reaction video. And that made my day. I was like,
oh,
somebody,
yeah.
Somebody made a video about
reaction
it.
Reaction videos are kind of low-hanging fruit,
somebody made a video,
though.
And they had way more subscribers than us, and they were criticizing us like, yo, this is low-hanging fruit, destroying the console. And I was like, we're a smaller channel than you. We're low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
We're literally below you.
We are. Yeah. Yes.
Come on. Jesus. Anyways, it was a fun week. It was a fun week.
It was a fun week.
Anyway, I want to say something now totally unrelated to what we were just talking about. I just think it's important.
Let's change the subject.
To move on from that and not dwell on that. You know, that happened. Great.
Negative. Let's go somewhere positive.
Move on.
Yeah, positivity.
Shop.mega64.com is a great place to order amazing merchandise. In fact, we have a new 64-hour special this week. I think you guys are really going to like this. It's kind of just a tribute to kind of what we do here. The comedy shirt. Because the thing is sometimes people forget what we're about, and I just want to emphasize it. So, you know, if you're wearing that shirt, it's kind of, what do these guys do? Oh, comedy.
What are we about? And also, what are you about?
Yeah.
What do you like? Oh, you like comedy. I see that. Great.
It couldn't be easier.
Maybe you like Mega 64. Maybe you're into that. If you're a freak, people go, you're a freak. What even is Mega 64? What's it about? You're wearing this shirt? It all becomes clear.
Yeah, so be sure to get that if you want to just make it clear to everyone what you're about. So anyway, I really
what
like
you
that.
Like.
I'm sorry I interrupted the whole thing, but I just
it's
thought it was
important.
It's
a good shirt
to...
for a Mega 64 fan.
Yeah.
Sure.
If you're a Mega 64 fan, people are probably always asking, what is Mega 64
about?
What
is that?
Now it's on the shirt.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah.
it's self-explanatory.
I like it. I think it's cool.
Yuck it up.
So anyway, hey, I want to plug one more little thing real quick before we move on though.
Right.
This week is Mega 64 Black Friday.
Oh my God.
We did a whole presentation on it. You can watch it on our archive channel. We did a whole, we did kind of a new form, you know, a lot of times when we debut our Black Friday stuff and the deals we're going to have, we'll do like a live stream and a live presentation. But this year, a lot of the live presentations we watch from companies like Apple were pre-recorded.
All pre-recorded.
And in fact, we watched so many, Sean and I watched so many of those damn Apple presentations. And it was like, whoa, they're just like swooping around their headquarters and, you know, whatever, that we were like, well, we got to do that. Mm-hmm. Like, we got to match what they're doing.
We can figure this out.
And so we did like this one take thing through our studio. You can watch it for yourself on our archive channel, but that was fun. That was a fun change of pace for that. But anyway, be sure to tune in. We are going to live stream, I think, around 9 p.m. Pacific, around then, on Thanksgiving night, leading up to midnight when all the stuff goes on sale, all the deals are live, all that. And then we're planning to stream through the day on Friday. So stay tuned. Hopefully we'll have a sort of a schedule that we can post later on, but it's going to be like just laid back fun
yeah,
stream.
Yeah, it's not going to be like hour by hour what we're doing. It's going to be like, oh, around this time we're doing
Jizz Ghost is probably not going to show up.
Yeah, probably not.
I'll just say that. But, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really cool. We've really embraced streaming a lot more this year, and I think it'll be fun to just kind of like
you're wearing one of the new shirts that is going to go on sale. That
dude, I was so stoked with how this turned out.
Look at that.
The Pizzatron long sleeve.
That was good.
There, every now and then, there's a piece of merch that I'm like I just want, like, okay, cool, we're going to have it in our store, but I just want one. Like,
right.
If you want to make more, great, but I want mine, and this was that, so I'm really stoked about that. Jason Jason Cryer put this together.
Shouts out Jason Cryer, the Cry Man.
Woo, woo, woo.
Cry me an angel. Jason Cryer should make that his own jingle. Anytime somebody mentions his name, we can sing.
Just
that.
Record that and play it back.
Cry me an angel. Jason Cryer Designs.
I hope that's not a song you don't have permission to use.
It's like a ringtone.
Well, he made it up.
Twitch took us down. That's it.
Shoot.
That's it.
Yep.
Jeff Bezos is coming for me.
That's it. Bezos' wrath.
Wrath of Bezos.
Speaking of the Wrath of Bezos, is that a PS5 game? No. Did you play any PS5 games?
I played so much of the Miles Morales game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I beat the main story last night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I'm doing more of like the side missions of like upping my like abilities, and then when I get to the boss, oh, he's fucked. He doesn't have a shot.
What costume are you using?
What's your favorite part of the game so far?
Dude, the combat is awesome, but I really liking the you can turn invisible for like a limited amount of time.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's been fucking great. It's so much fun. We're like in this huge base, and like Emma has been playing where she's in camouflage and she keeps getting people with the web and then tying them up and they're hanging from a building. But by the end of it, she has like 15 people hanging from the same like building and it looks hilarious. Like it's super fun. This like fuck around like that.
Anytime I do that in the game, I'm like, yeah, you could stealth stick them all to the roof.
Right.
And I'm like, yo, I've stuck 50 people up here. No one's noticing this shit. Like, yo, everyone leave. What the fuck? I mean, it's just like, it looks like you've got wads all over the ceiling.
It's like I've seen an alien.
So I think the combat in this, like they have like this like electricity thing and like it's,
yeah,
it really is like, if I go back to the other Spider-Man game, I'd be kind of like missing the advances I have.
Yeah. Yeah. Having beaten it, I liked the story better in the original Spider-Man game, the main one, but the gameplay was enhanced in so many fun ways in the Miles Morales game with, all the Venom power, the electric power. That he has, not to be confused with Venom, like the Venom, it's just called
that. I thought that was confusing. I didn't like that.
Yeah. No, but all these upgrades that he got, I thought that too. I'm like, now that I'm done with this, I want to go back and play the DLC that I never did in the original Spider-Man game, but I'm like, am I going to be missing all that electric shit?
Answer is yes.
Thunder punches and stuff? Yeah. So yeah.
It's cool.
But so, anyway, but I'm still going to do that. I think I'm going to play that DLC later.
A lot of that. And yeah, I've been loving it. How about you, Derek?
I plugged in the PS3, played a little Fat Princess.
What?
It's where PlayStation peaked, if you ask me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
PS3, SSD.
Sure. Okay.
Better than a PSP with UMD.
Okay.
I've been playing Dark Souls and Call of Duty. I downloaded Battlefield 5. No. Battlefield
Demon's
1.
Souls.
The one that came after Battlefield 5.
Oh, okay.
Battlefield 1. Oh, yeah. I said Dark Souls. I meant Demon Souls.
Oh, okay.
I always do that. I don't know why.
Me too.
That's
I've
your
never
Barat.
Played a Dark Souls game in my life.
Yeah.
And I keep calling Demon Souls Dark Souls.
There's something like that in our, I don't mean to do another shameless plug here, but we have a behind the scenes video coming for this PS5 video we did.
Yeah.
And the whole video is us not saying the right number.
We can't.
Hey, bring the PS4 over here. Hey, bring the PS3 over here. What? And there's one part where I go ballistic because I did it again. And I'm like, what five grown men cannot remember a number? What is it? But that happens to me too, Derek. I say Dark Souls constantly. I cannot do it. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I've been playing the shit out of it, but I'm hitting that wall. This is like the most gaming I've done in a long time, and I'm starting to get like tired of video games. You know, I've been doing like 5 or 6 hours every night. And okay, I need to put the PlayStation 5 down. It's just a better PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I beat the Armor Spider in Demon's Souls, and I'm looking for the Flame Meister, right? Is that dude's name?
Isn't that
Flame Lurker?
Flame okay. Lurker? Shit.
I thought, is Flame Meister the guy in that Rankin Bass, like, Christmas stop motion?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Prison of Hope. And I'm playing Battlefield 1 and Call of Duty when I'm, you know, taking a break from Dark Souls. Damn. I do feel like I wish I had an open world game. I really, really love open world games.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'll just have to get Grand Theft Auto 5 on a third console.
Derek, I'm telling you, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. You still have Death Stranding, don't you?
Yeah.
Pop it in your PS5.
Ooh, is it open good world? On there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Derek, I know you. I said this like a year ago. I'm going to say it again now. It not only is it open, it's open world, but it's not combat based. That turns some people off. All I can see you do, I honestly can see you building freeways and zip lines and an interconnected network of travel. That's what you do in that game is like make everything a better place. I could see you getting lost on that for a long time. So pop it in if you dare.
Maybe I will.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been playing.
I'm like still just not playing PS5 games. I'm playing PS4 games on my PS5.
It's still, I mean, but it's the beginning of the system.
How it kind of starts.
Sure.
I think,
yeah. You know? I'm sucked in to Bloodborne though, like fully.
Yeah, you
no
were
kidding.
I get it.
I didn't
it
expect
now.
That.
You know, we were here setting the podcast for tonight. We got here early.
Yeah.
And you were like playing the entire time. I was like, he's gonna get sick.
Do you like how
eventually.
I thought of that? Do you like how I was like, damn, I gotta come in early to the podcast?
Yeah.
Just to be on set and like help test stuff. I'm going to hook my fucking system
that
up.
Was clever.
That was clever.
That was clever.
And I was honestly going to try to download a new game, but we were looking around the store and just searching through everything, even the free stuff. And it's like, I don't want to play any of this. I kept saying last week I was going to get Mortal Kombat 11 because it's free on PlayStation Plus. I don't know why I thought that.
It was 10.
10. It was last year's. The one I already
thought
have.
It was free as well.
It's
well,
10 is free. Yeah, it's they're good 11. With the Roman numerals. I confuse.
Oh, yeah.
But Bloodborne is awesome. I'm really digging
that
it.
That one always looked the coolest to me. Yeah. I never played it. But
it looked awesome. I'm so deep just in the first world. And I was telling Johnny, I'm like, there's like four more worlds to this one? I can't imagine continuing because I'm like Derek, I'm playing a lot and I'm hitting this cap where it's like, maybe I need to get back to like getting shit done around the house too, you know.
Yeah, I feel like I'm an 18-year-old again. Like my mind is numbing. It's like I could keep going. I could never stop. But
I got the new toy.
I should go to sleep.
It's because we got the shiny new console.
Yeah,
yeah.
Did you ever beat? We don't. You know, we have to go on into it. Whatever. Yeah. But did you ever beat FF7 Remake or Last of Us 2? Well, you did beat one of those.
I beat FF7 Remake.
You did. That's right. That's right.
And then I started, I actually kept going in and like grinding shit on hard mode.
Oh.
And that was a lot of fun. But then, you know, PS5 came out. So
Yeah.
Okay. I did start Last of Us 2 again on my PS5. So I'm like,
okay.
I'm currently in that.
Okay.
I'm bouncing between that and Bloodborne.
Okay. Yeah. I was just curious.
Yeah.
I think there has to be, I'm going to predict this now. I think there has to be, a lot of people share this theory, but there's got to be there's going to be an upgraded version of that FF7 remake. Right?
People think
that. Well, Last of Us, yeah, Sony could do that, but FF7 remake looked really good, but then had all these little like weird texture things and there's a certain issues with it. And I just remember thinking like, yo, we're so close to the new consoles. They're just going to do that. I don't know though. I don't know. We'll see. I'm curious, but I think there will be.
Give Red 13 a moveset and make it like a deluxe version.
Yeah. Oh, that's an easy thing they could do, huh?
Yeah.
Make him a playable because he wasn't really playable in the.
Add a
the
little
way it
bit,
is now.
A little bit more to incentivize someone to repurchase. Because
yeah.
I am definitely sticking to my rule so far, where I'm like, this generation, I'm not rebuying my old software again.
Yeah.
I put my foot down on it, and I haven't been getting, you know, the Devil May Cry 5. And
yeah, I want to get Devil. You know, a lot of these games though are just getting upgrades, like from
the old
version.
Like, you put it in,
nothing you pay for, you just upgrade. You know, so a lot of them are doing that. But Devil May Cry, I'm into because they added a whole new thing to it with a new character. You know what I mean? There's an actual like new thing there,
with
and
more
it's,
story,
and it's $39.99. It's like, okay, I like this game enough. I'd be willing to do that. And I was looking at it, and it looks incredible on PS5. Like it looks amazing. So
I tried playing Uncharted 4
Whoa. Yeah.
But it was glitching like crazy. Yeah. I put the disc in. Maybe that was a mistake. I don't know.
No, I thought.
But like it was like not doing well with that at all. Hmm. So I'm not sure if.
No, there's people like discovering stuff with backwards compatible games. You know, like there's games that they list as these all work. Like there's only 10 games they say will not work.
Right.
But I still think there's a lot of bugs being worked out.
I figure. That's right.
Because, I mean, when PS4 first came out, I've mentioned this 1,000 times, but it was erasing my saves and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But everything got updated, you know.
Yeah.
Things got fixed, but yeah, that's still...
You know what's funny is the design of this has grown on me so much. Like, at first I saw the thing and I was like, this is weird.
Oh, the system?
Itself? I'm like, yeah. It's fine. It's weird. People hated it. I didn't hate it. I was like, whatever. But now I'm like, oh, I like this. Like, it's so fucking weird looking. Like,
once it was in... From pictures, it always, for me, was like... This is the fake mock-up somebody put on a message board. Like, this doesn't look real. Although I did prefer the way it looked to the Xbox because I'd rather have something kind of like gaudy and weird than just a black box. That's right. Just my personal preference. But having the PS5 in my home, it feels like a future, like I got a piece of the future here. You know, like it feels like you got a device from like the home in Horizon.
Tesla.
Or something. Like, yeah. Yeah. Just feel like having it in the house. It's like, oh, whoa, I have this here. Like,
yeah,
it grew on me in person for sure. But man, it's big. It's
huge.
It's big.
Yeah.
I had to knock out. I had to knock out shelves.
Did you really?
Yeah. To fit it in this little. Yeah. It was like each shelf was only like that. So I just knocked out two of them. So I have like all that space.
Oh
now.
My God.
Yeah. It took up a lot of space. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I'm digging it. And now that I beat the Spider-Man thing, though, I don't know. I guess I'll play the Spider-Man remake or the
You're not interested in going back and getting like the? I guess why would you?
No, I might. It was fun enough. I would go back and collect stuff. Normally, like, I don't do that with games. When I beat it, I move on.
Right.
You're not going to find a different game to play.
But what's that?
You're not going to check out a different game.
I might, but this game was fun enough. I could see myself going back to collect all the stuff.
I mean, how long was it after everything was said and done?
For the story, I mean, it was like 8 to 10.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Hey, but this and the original Spider-Man game that was on PS4, both bravo for finding the exact right length. Neither of them are too long. Like, they were exactly... And if you want to go do more, cool, go do it. But it's also, like, not 200 hours to go get everything else. It's like, no, you could do it. Like, it's not impossible.
What would you call this? It's not open world, but it kind of is.
Open city.
I guess.
I mean, you can go all around.
You go anywhere and do anything.
You know, I swung up to some bodega, and it was like, yo, my cat's been missing. Okay, I'll go look for it. That wasn't part of the main story, but I just found that and did it. You know, there's all kinds of stuff like that. You know, so, yeah, it doesn't feel right to call it open world.
No.
But it kind of, I mean, you're free to do whatever, so.
Is there an edge, like when you hit the edge of like the water or Central Park?
It's New York City, and so like it's surrounded by water.
Okay,
so you just can't
stuff like that.
You guys have convinced me to. I'm gonna buy. I want to get the physical Miles Morales disc.
Yeah, it's worth. You'll have fun.
Not the full version of the game, but the cheaper, just the Miles Morales thing.
Yeah, sure. You'll like it. I mean,
did you have the original Spider-Man?
Yeah, and I never played it.
Yeah, me too.
But I think, okay, Garrett, I'm not, you know, you're already going to do it, but I think it's $10 more just to have the other thing.
Yeah, but I'll pop in that PS4 disc eventually if I want to get to it. The thing is,
it's
I really,
more too,
here's the thing. I am not interested in the slightest about Spider-Man, Peter Parker, Aunt May, any of these bitches.
Fuck them.
Right, okay.
Fuck them up.
So, I have this disc, you know, I got it as a Christmas present for the PS4, and it's like, it's getting great reviews. You guys all love it. Just gameplay alone, I know I'll have fun, but there's just so much other shit for me to play that I'm like, oh, eventually I'll get it.
Yeah.
The
so
only
buying
reason,
it again is unappealing,
it again is unappealing, and the only reason I'm getting the Miles Morales one is because, honestly, I just want to see what the PS5 software
Well, it's worth it for that. It's worth it for that.
Because I cleaned out like every nook and cranny of Astrobot this weekend. I finished that, which, we talked about it, but what a like ode to Sony as a fucking
sick
brand.
They did such a good job with that.
So good. Yeah. And being a full-on Sony fanboy, having almost every object that they would render in that game.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And it made me almost go like, I should go on eBay and look for some of these things I don't have.
Oh, you gotta put that in real life.
That PSP GPS unit. I remember seeing that at
the PSP camera. When I collected that in the game, I was like, oh, I forgot they made that.
Remember?
They had a camera.
I have that.
On. Yeah.
I don't have the GPS unit, but I have the camera.
There was one joke in the Astrobot game. I found a Blu-ray disc of Uncharted. I think it was called Unbotted or Bot Charted or something, the, you know, parody version of it. But there's a caption on each thing. Like when I got a PSP Go, it said, no UMD, OMG. It said something like that.
There's always a witty
The tagline on that disc of the Uncharted game was Perfect Blue, like BLU. Is that a joke on Perfect Blue? Like the anime? What else would that be referencing?
It's got to be.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know what that
Satoshi
means.
Khan.
One of my favorite anime
Sean,
movies.
Satoshi
Shout
Khan.
Out. Sean, it's a Satoshi Kon film. Are you joking right now?
I'm never
Sean.
Joking.
Ah!
Oh my God. Sean's playing dumb. I don't know what that's all about. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I didn't mean to.
Always serious and never funny.
But Satoshi Kon, shout out. He's dead, buddy.
Astro Bot is for dorks. I'm going to say
Oh, come on. Man. Come on.
Oh, my controller rattled. I win. You know what I'm playing? Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Match. Ooh, my name is Vald Vagina.
Oh.
Kill streak. That's a man's game.
Oh.
No more Astrobots conversation.
Okay.
Please.
You know what? That's true. I did eat soybean to make me bad at gaming.
Oh, son of a.
So I'm just I. It's okay. So
it can happen.
I understand. I know. Yeah, I deserved it. I deserved it.
You know, we're in the like PS4's best software releases, though, because the end of that console life.
Well, the end of the console generation is always the best game.
You're getting the best stuff. Not,
but ironically, the worst of PS5 too.
Kind of.
Double-edged sword there.
Well, kind that's of. How. Hey, launches are like that. And the one thing I did appreciate that there was a reference to. Maybe you guys will remember this, but.
Yeah.
In this Astrobot thing, in the PS3 themed level, there were rubber ducks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the only game I played on the PS3 for like months.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
it came out was Super Rub-A-Dub.
Super Rub-A-Dub.
Tilting the ducks. And,
yeah, it had like lemmings and like Super Rub-A-Dub, and that was it.
Yeah.
Just showing off six axes.
Yeah.
Damn.
But yeah, and honestly, seeing that, it made me miss the other game I played all the time when the PS3 came out, Calling
yes.
All Cars.
I was thinking about that today.
I love Calling All Cars.
I was thinking about David Jaffe. And I was thinking about Calling All Cars, and I still remember all the voice acting, and I can remember catch the bad guy.
It's a hot potato. Yes. I think multiple times I've told David Jaffe in our interactions with him that that is my favorite. I was like, that is one of my favorite games ever. I had so much fun playing it with the other guys here. That's my favorite work you've ever done. And I think every time he's thought I was fucking with him.
Yes.
Like, I was like, does no one else ever say that? No. No, they say God of War.
Yeah.
It's like, well, God of War is awesome,
but
Calling All seriously, you don't know how much we played that when we would edit back when we did that at my house.
Yeah.
We would someone be editing and the others would all be playing Calling All Cars.
It was right like Geometry so Wars for a while, and then we moved on from that to Calling All Cars.
Yeah. Marble it up.
Marble Blast Ultra.
Marble Blast Ultra was it
that
for
was
a little while
one.
Too.
Yeah.
But Calling All Cars was just legendary, so
yeah.
David, if you're watching this, we would not be working with you.
Why have
I think I asked this last time, but really, it's holiday time. Yeah. There's no new Nintendo anything. Like
their big holiday game, I really think, was that Mario thing.
The Mario 35?
That collection.
The 3D.
I think that was intended to be
their big holiday thing. Wow.
Yeah. Ah. That's getting updated, too, by the way, for GameCube controller support for Mario Sunshine.
No.
That's interesting. If you like to play it that way,
I know.
I
thought you were gonna say they're gonna put Mario 3 in there
or Mario Galaxy 2.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping for, but no.
Hmm.
I think that's their big thing, and I think Animal Crossing has never slowed down.
No,
sure.
And it got a big.
And they're still working
update.
On stuff.
Oh,
and
did
I think,
it? Is that happened? Oh.
And I think they probably thought too, like, yo, two new systems are coming out this. Like,
right.
if this was the fall to lay low. You know, like
I guess
if there's one fall to lay low, this would be it. Maybe I don't know, but yeah, I think it is kind of a bummer though. I was hoping there'd be like they did put out that Zelda thing though. There's a Zelda thing that came out.
Oh, the Hyrule
Warriors.
Oh yeah.
Did we put out our latest Friend Dimension where we play Demon Souls?
Yes, actually, that on our. On our Patreon now is
check out our Patreon, everybody. That was a special episode. It was an extra long episode.
Yeah,
and Sean played for the majority of it and got really far.
I've never played before. I've never played any of these games before, so it was. I think I had a great teacher. Derek was really helping me out.
But
did you like it? Did you hate it?
I think you could probably see it in my face during the thing. It's like, oh, I like this. Like, I may get this fucking game. This is really great. And then I die, and then it goes back to the beginning. I went, we're done. Like, that's it for me. So if they can patch that little problem, then I'll play. otherwise, no.
We hit that. That went up this week, and then next week, there's one with Sean and I playing Bugsnax.
Oh.
You won't know which one we rage quit harder. Seriously, but we got to a point in Bugsnax that, and I know there's gonna be a billion people watching it like, yo, you guys just suck. Like,
that's terrible. True.
And you might be right, but man,
I wasn't on that episode. But even if you do suck at Bugsnax, that doesn't mean you shouldn't rage quit Bugsnax.
Yeah.
I think I got farther than you did, and it doesn't get better. In fact, it probably gets worse.
Yeah. I had never played it, and I just played one part of this, and I'm like, I will never play this game. It's free. I'm not getting it.
Yeah.
Fuck this game.
I think Bugsnax peaks in the first 10 minutes when you go, oh, it's kind of like Pokemon Snap.
Yeah,
and
it's
then
cute. I thought it
quickly
was really
becomes
cute.
Like, nah, it's way worse. Turn it off. Nope, done.
It's got a really cute song in it.
You guys told me not. I was in the PlayStation Store on this TV before we started here, and I scrolled past it, and I was like, it is free. And you guys were like, dude, don't.
You know what you pay for.
Don't fucking download it. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. It's not worth the bandwidth.
It has a song by Caro Caro Bonito in it. And I was like, who are these people? Like, people keep pointing this out. Who are these people? Yeah. And I listened to them on Apple Music, and I haven't stopped. I've listened to every single
song they've ever recorded.
I fell down the rabbit hole. I stopped playing Bugsnax after 1 hour. But now I've listened to 300 plus hours of Caro Caro Bonito. So thank you, Bugsnax,
for
introducing me.
You're a Caro Caro head.
Dang.
Rocco like Quito.
Sounds like some shit like Perfume or something, one of those.
No, they're from the UK.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so Bugsnax can eat the big one. Turd, I mean.
Eat a butt snack.
Yeah, butt snacks.
If really, legitimately, you could say, Sean, take a game.
I want to take credit for that. I got Kevin on that one. I'm just taking, you know, precautions.
What game is going to be more fun for you? Demon Souls all the way over Bugsnax. Not
even
a question.
It's easier.
Not even a question.
It's less frustrating.
Less frustrating. Yep.
Oh, who would have thunk?
There was another free game that was like, it looked like a ripoff of World at War, War of Tanks or something. And you mentioned that this might be like spy software that's going to get installed on your hard drive.
Yeah,
I wouldn't get it.
There was some game. It was in the PS5 store. We were looking for let's look for games that are just for PS5.
And it was an Unreal Engine like war simulator.
Yeah, it was like
just
tanks or war
tanks
of tanks or tanks of war or something. And when we looked at screenshots, it was just CG renders of a tank sitting in the middle of a field. There was no gameplay.
No.
It was just here is a tank. Here is a plane. It was a CG renders of a vehicle.
Free to download,
and
huh?
I said that to Gary. I was like, this looks like it would come from overseas and install a virus on your computer if you installed it. Like
spyware.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, this is malware. This is not a game. It was really suspicious.
Yeah, I didn't get that one either.
Yeah, we didn't pick up tank.
I really
war tank. Tank boys.
I felt defeated. Just went back and started playing more Bloodborne.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
When was the last time you guys watched The Goonies?
Wow.
I watched it recently, and my little ones got too scary to turn it off.
Oh, no kidding. Really?
Yeah.
Not Chunk, but the other guy down there?
No, it was the mom. Like, they didn't
Mrs.
have a problem
Fratelli.
With the guy. I forget his name.
Yeah, what's
Sloth.
The dude's name?
Sloth.
Sloth.
Yeah, no, they, at first they were scared, as you know, the kids were, but then they realized he was nice, and that was fine.
Yeah, he
but
likes
yeah,
candy
it
bars.
Was that the mom, and then Cypher from The Matrix. And like,
yeah, which
this.
I didn't hear.
Joey Boots.
I forgot he was in it.
No, yeah, they couldn't handle that.
Does,
Joey Pants.
I guess my question was, does the movie hold up?
Yes.
Or is that yeah. one that's like...
That
yeah.
one holds up.
I feel like last time I watched Goonies, I didn't like it as much.
Yeah, so...
And I don't want to watch it again.
Well,
there, I don't you wanna,
oh, there you have it.
I don't want to ruin my childhood love of that film, you know?
I saw it. I never had a super connection to it.
Really?
I didn't see it at a formative age. I saw it a long time ago, and I think I liked it, but I didn't remember. And so I saw it 2 days ago, and the first half, I was on one side. And the first half, I was going... This movie's annoying. I'm like, nope. And then the second half, I was like, nah, it rules. This is great.
Yeah.
So it won me back. So I had a little split reaction, but
when he glued on the penis upside down,
yeah.
That's my mom's favorite part.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah. I love that.
Funny.
I love that.
Yeah.
As a kid, I was like stoked the main character had asthma.
Yeah.
I was like, this is fucking me every day in the playground. Like, okay.
And a great inspiration to all with such ailments at the end where he just goes, and throws it away. Yeah. Like, do you not have it anymore?
Fuck it.
I'm going to stop treating this shit.
Gold he cures everything.
He kissed a girl. Money.
Seriously, he has a pocket full of jewels. Yeah, I'm done with this asthma shit.
I'm rich.
Fuck breathing.
This is a poor man's disease.
Yeah, seriously. I don't understand the motivation behind that part.
Did you guys...
You still have some coins? Yeah. What the fuck am I doing breathing? Into the ocean. I don't know. That part makes no sense.
Bury me with my money.
Yeah.
I watched a movie last night. I don't know if you guys have ever seen The Purge.
I've never seen The Purge. Did. I never did.
I have.
I don't know if I like The Purge or what I think of The Purge.
Dr. Ryan loves him. does that motivate you either way?
That makes sense. That makes sense. Well,
Ryan, I'm out here defending you, dude.
The Purge, it was not what I expected. So it's a movie where all crime is legal for 12 hours. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want.
Sick. Hell yeah.
Which is funny because in the behind the scenes, they're talking to the filmmakers like, yeah, you can do anything. Mm. The steal, murder, rape. And I was watching me like, there's no rape in this movie. Like, why do they bring that up in the behind the scenes? Are you trying to sell me on this?
Yeah,
like,
that's not
in the movie.
That's not
one of the producers.
Pitch.
And also, there's no...
Yeah, that producer's no longer working in Hollywood. Sadly, this
To be fair, there's no stealing in the movie either. It's all murder. You just murder whoever you want.
Just murder?
But it's a low-budget movie. I didn't realize how low-budget it was. It all takes place in like one house.
Yeah.
And Ethan Hawke stars in it.
What?
Ethan Hawke is in it?
Ethan Hawke plays the main character.
Legit good, I think.
And then Lena Headey, Cersei from Game of Thrones, plays his wife.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I think you should watch it. It's really bad, but I think you'd get a kick out of it. He plays a security, like a house security salesman. He sells security systems for homes so people can survive the purge. Mm. And then, the night the purge happens, for whatever reason, his son feels bad. Like, they're killing people last. I'm going to open up the security. Like, opens it up. They're like, what are you doing? And it just takes place from there. But it's pretty low budget. I was hoping maybe you guys had seen it so we could go more into it.
I was going to watch it. Yeah, Derek let me borrow like a box set of a bunch of like horror movies, I guess.
That's why I wanted it back. I was like, I want to watch The Purge.
Yeah, and I was about to pop that in, and I just ran out of time. I never did. I watched The Visit, and that ended up being it, but which I enjoyed. But I had heard. I always thought, like, with The Purge thing, I heard it was low budget, and I thought, I bet the first one is fun to watch. It just struck me as here's a clever idea and, you know,
a
lot of money.
Honestly, it's not that clever.
Oh, okay.
It's not that good.
Okay.
I'm eager to see the other ones because I want to see what they can do with this idea with more money, you know?
Yeah.
Like, this all takes place in a house. Okay, I want to see The Purge, like, outside the house.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
But
yeah,
what
yeah.
I, real talk, I have nothing but respect. I love that. Some guy just made this stupid, shitty movie. Yo, hey, all crime is legal for 12 hours, and it's a super low-budget movie, and it spawned all of these sequels and launched this film franchise. I think that is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And respect to that filmmaker. Yeah, so I feel like it's worth watching for that, so you could see, like, oh, this is how, like, an indie filmmaker makes something that, like, blows up.
I think that's kind of, that has an appeal to me for sure. Like, I think that was part of the reason.
Yeah, it was cool
background.
On that level. And then it's also, you know, it's really corny. I don't even feel bad saying it's like a bad movie or a corny movie. I feel like it's unabashedly, like shamelessly corny, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they know what they're doing with The Purge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some movies that know it, and I don't mind that. Like, it's like, okay, as long as we're all on the same page, I can enjoy that. But yeah, I meant to check that out, and I never did.
I went through it. Oh, sorry, Sean.
No, you're fine.
I went through and watched them all. Like, maybe not the last
all
one.
All the purges?
All
How many are there?
Election years, I think 3. I don't know what 2 is. Just probably
There's
called Purge 2.
Purge Anarchy, Purge Election Year. Those are the 3 that I have.
Those are the 3 you have.
Is Election Year or Election Day?
Maybe it's Election Day.
Election,
who knows?
I don't know. But they get, I mean, as franchises do when they go on. They get hokier. But I don't think they get further and further out of the houses. I remember them all kind of being that same kind of setting.
Are there... Sucks. Did we already have this conversation? Sorry if we did. franchises, I would say most of them, it's safe to say, like you just did, when they go on that long, just get dumber and dumber and dumber. And I was thinking, yeah, like, is there a franchise that after a bunch of them rule, like, okay, yeah, no, this series rules now?
Yeah, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, you've said that.
The first,
right?
One I did not like at all.
Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really seen him, so I have no horse in that.
Fast
race,
and
yeah.
Furious. But James Bond.
Fast and Furious so definitely sucked. The first one sucks, for sure.
Fast and Furious, James Bond, 21 movies. They get better as they go on.
Okay.
Then they get worse.
Yeah.
Then they get better.
I never thought about that. Because for me, I'm going to do... I kept running out of time. I have a video going up on my personal channel soon about this. But the only one I could think of that I have seen is the Fast and the Furious. Those first couple are dumb, and I thought... The fifth one was one of the most kick-ass fucking movies I've ever seen. And it's like, I can't think of any other series where the fifth one ruled.
Yeah, it's a shame because I'll never get there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, seriously. But the fifth one was like, I enjoyed so much. And I liked the couple after that,
too. Yeah, maybe like, I'm not a big fan of Godzilla. Is the first one the best? Johnny, you like Godzilla, right? Do they get better as they go on?
Yeah, how do those go? I don't really know.
Really good as they go on, but different companies started making them, so it's like really convoluted and weird.
But is the first one the best, or do they get better?
No,
as they
I
go
think
on?
They get better. I like when, like, I think Mothra is my favorite one, and that's like the fifth one.
Well, there you go.
There's five. Hey, look at that.
I feel like any film franchise, well, not any, but there's a lot of film franchises that kind of find their stride after a couple films, you know?
Yeah.
Like, they have an idea and they don't really quite grasp it until they get a few movies in.
Yeah, it's like a TV show. Like the second season, they kind of figured it out.
Yeah,
you know, the first season is like, what are these characters? But by the end of it, they know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sometimes they have a film franchise where the first one's like, no, you nailed it. Stop making more.
Yeah. Speaking of not nailing it the first time, I am so excited because the other day they released a trailer for The Godfather Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone.
Oh, shit.
Because Coppola is literally going back to Godfather 3 and going, redo this. And he's recutting it. He did a new beginning, Jesus new Christ. Ending, do new whatever. Hey.
Is he filming new stuff?
Hey, much more than, no one knows.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
I have a theory on that, but I'll get to it in a minute. But
because recutting is one thing. But,
I am way more into, rather than like, oh, this didn't work, reboot. Hey, this guy's going, yo, yeah, that sucked. I'm going to try again.
Jesus Christ.
I'm in.
Jesus, fuck off.
But wait, this is Snyder Cut shit again.
Eric's not
fuck off, Fran.
It's Snyder Cut.
Your movie fucking sucked 30 fucking years ago. It's fucking done. Don't dig it out of the grave and fucking shove a puppet stick up its ass and shake it around again. But we could redo it better. Imagine if I wrote a short story and I made you read it and you're like, that really sucked. And then I rewrote it and made you read it again.
Well,
it's just been annoying you at this point.
It
sucks
was
slightly less.
The story for decades was they made him finish that 6 months before it was supposed to be done.
Okay.
He didn't want to call it Godfather 3. It was never supposed to be Godfather 3. It was supposed to be the epilogue. And it was supposed to be The Death of Michael Corleone was the title.
Mm-hmm.
And they forced him to change it. No, it's part three. It's a trilogy. And he's like, it was never supposed to be. And there were all these things that last minute didn't work. Winona Ryder was supposed to be in it. She dropped out last minute. What am I going to do? He replaced her with his daughter. Oh,
bad move. No,
so what's he going to do? Put Winona back in it now?
No, nepotism. I think they're just cutting that part out. But we don't know for sure. I have been, for years, have wanted to know how was it originally supposed to be cut. We're going to find out. And I bet you it's going to be even better than one and two combined.
Yeah, probably.
When this thing comes out. So
imagine.
I'm hyped.
Imagine. He wanted 6 extra months. He got 30 extra years.
Exactly.
This thing better be
Derek, you're on
blown.
The same page. So you're getting it, man.
I'm
telling you. He's got he all the time. Mm-hmm. He's Adobe Premiere has been around for a decade now. He's
this reminds me
tricks.
Of when Oliver Stone did Alexander the Great. It was a 2-hour movie. And it fucking flopped.
Yeah.
So then he recut it into a 4-hour movie.
Ew.
And nobody watched it.
He recut that movie like 8 times.
I didn't even
seriously
hear about this.
I think the movie's just called Alexander and it flopped unbelievably. And then they thought, well, you know, it looked boring to people. So then they tried to dress it up like it was 300.
Yeah.
And it flopped again. And they did another thing with it. That movie has had so many recuts.
It's the same thing because he's like, they would never let me do what I wanted to. And then they're like, okay, do what you want to.
Yeah.
All right, now it's 4 hours. Like, good. Yeah. Boring.
Although, however,
nice zoom in.
An example for the opposite is the Ridley Scott movie Kingdom of Heaven came out in theaters. It was 3 hours.
And boring.
Yeah, this didn't really go anywhere. So he went, all right, when it comes out on video, 4 hours. And everyone was like, dude, you're, oh, cool. Add another hour to a boring movie. But that movie is way better. If you want, it's a great movie. They cut the wrong stuff. You watch it and it's like, oh my God, they cut. This is so much more powerful now that you left it. You know what I mean? But sometimes, sometimes you can cut, you know, you want to speed it up and not make it boring, but sometimes you cut the wrong things. Mm-hmm. So Coppola, I'm in. I got you. This guy bought so much goodwill with not only Godfather 1 and 2 and Jack. I'm so in.
There's no way.
I'm so in.
It's gonna
It's gonna make Godfather 1 look like Barney.
Godfather 3. I don't even hate it.
No, I really don't. I never hated it. It's not as good.
I
kind of
like
it.
But I just acknowledge this shit is fucking convoluted. Godfather 3 is about the Pope.
Yeah.
That's all I'm gonna say.
I like that.
Godfather 3 is about the Pope and the Mafia.
I like that part of the story though. they start getting ties to the Vatican.
Yeah.
And it ties into some real world
shit. It goes so fucking big. I'm like, I'm not hating this movie, but this is like, we're going MCU here.
National Extended Universe.
It ties into some, if you really read about the stuff that happened in real life.
Mafia Cinematic
it's
Universe.
Like, it's honestly really, I always thought that aspect of it was cool because when you read the articles, it's like, there are conspiracy theories about, because there was a Pope that just suddenly died.
Yeah.
And it ties into like what happened. And some, there's always been a thought that like, yo, this was the Pope that said he was going to look into the books and stuff like that. Uh-oh. And suddenly he disappeared.
But you know what?
So it ties into this whole thing. You know what, as a younger guy, I liked that.
That is interesting. It's almost like, I'm not going to say it's a ghost story.
No.
It's like a conspiracy theory. It's a spooky story. It's kind of like, do I believe that? Don't I, what do I make
of
this story?
Yeah.
But I think that makes it more convoluted.
Totally.
And I think the first two, by the way, and this is all I'm going to say about this. I don't want to bore people. It's kind of just rooted in reality more.
Totally.
And the third one is basically built around a conspiracy theory. And so you're left thinking like, cool story, but what do I even make of that?
You totally. Know? It's interesting in the Wikipedia article way. But the last time I watched the movie, I watched it with somebody and they said something incredibly profound about it. They said, this is all crazy and I don't care.
Mm.
You know, the first two, it's family. It's personal. It's what did brother do to brother? What did, you know, whatever. And then the third one is like, crazy shit in the Vatican. It's too big to like take that really like to heart. But I did like it as just watching.
They
it.
Should do Godfather 4 and it's about 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Michael Corleone tries to stop it from happening.
Yeah, but it's the Rosato brothers that did it.
When I was 18,
the
fucking Rosatos.
Oh, I've been trying to, these Rosato brothers. What are you doing with that plane? No, don't do it. Don't do it. Ah, Rosato.
Hey, there was a plane here last night. I left it with the Rosato brothers.
I hate
Where
those
did
guys.
It go?
Did Frank Pentangeli teach him how to fly, that bastard? Oh. That rat bastard. Stratchy.
Sean, it's been 20 years.
Sean, say something.
It's been 20
Jesus.
Years.
When I was 18, I got a 2 liter of Hawaiian Punch, Cool Whip, frosting and cookies, and sat down and watched The Godfather, and it was boring.
Well, yeah, you're on a sugar high, and you don't know where you're bouncing off the walls again.
Did you say you got a Capri Sun to watch The Godfather?
I got fruit punch, a 2 liter fruit punch, and frosting, cookies, and Cool Whip. Sat down.
You're not watching fucking Shrek.
Well, guess
I
what?
Did not like The Godfather.
Well, guess what? Shut up. Guess what? When The Godfather Coda, not three, not Godfather three.
Coda.
When The Godfather Coda, The Death of Michael Corleone comes out December 8th,
mm-hmm.
come to my house. We ain't going to have punch. We ain't going to have gummy worms or whatever that was. We're going to have pasta fazool.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have ziti. We're going to have lasagne. And you're going to come over and you're going to sit through a whole 3.5 hours and you will leave a changed man. And if you don't, I'm not even going to think about it.
Okay.
I'm going to do something maybe the Rosato brothers would have done. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Don't say it.
Yeah. No. And that's read between the lines.
Eat the cannoli, Sean. Leave the gun.
Trust me. Take the cannoli.
I'll come, but I'm bringing a pillow because I'm falling the fuck to sleep.
Oh my God. This guy is, my blood is boiling right now.
I want to do Kirsten Wig
Nice.
Kate McKinnon. Hold on. I'm casting a movie.
Okay. Whoa there.
I'm going to walk it back.
Maya Rudolph.
Nice.
And another female comedian.
Respect.
Rachel Dratch. Kevin suggested Rachel Dratch. Yes, she'd be perfect for this project.
Perfect.
The Godmother.
Oh! Why no Godmother?
Ow.
I didn't even think about that.
Can we get Sandra Bullock in there just for a good measure?
Yeah, she's the bad girl. In there. Okay. Get Awkwafina in the mafia. She could be mafia. M-A-W-F-I-A.
It's Sandra
you
Bullock.
Think about that?
It's Sandra Bullock and Awkwafina are in one gang, one mafia.
Okay.
And they're fighting Kirsten Wiig, Kate McKinnon, and Rachel Dratch in the other mafia.
Okay.
And it's a bloodbath, dude. They're blowing up cars. They're firebombing each other. They're slapping each other on the streets.
Don't.
They're Rocco, making the St. Valentine's Day Massacre look like St. Patrick's Day.
You guys are so... If they would have made that movie and then called it Mafia or Momfia, that is a movie that would be made.
Whoa. Yeah. Momfia.
Momfia.
Wait,
Momfia.
They're all soccer moms, but they take over the suburbs.
Yes.
And if you want to move in, you got to ask the godmother for permission. It's Betty White.
Oh!
Uh-oh.
God. So watch out, guys. Hollywood.
Guys.
She's going to be like, oh, what?
We're
gonna be like not just YouTube millionaires. We're gonna be like Hollywood millionaires.
Yeah, oh my Hollywood gosh. Millionaires. Betty White's gonna be like, so you come to me on the day of Blanche's wedding, but you never come over to my house for a cup of coffee.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh my god! Yeah.
What's Betty? That? My famous cheesecake.
Oh yeah, Betty. Oh,
lovable.
But
Betty.
Then the scene happens. He eats the cheesecake, and there's like a horse's head inside the cheesecake.
Mm-hmm.
Got ya.
This is fucking crazy.
God damn.
Writes itself.
Momfia.
Momfia.
Momfia. And then there's like a sexy guy.
Yeah.
They all want to fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's Italian.
Like their, he's
yeah.
like their capo.
He's Italian.
He's their number one capo. He's like really buff. It's Chris Hemsworth. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? It doesn't matter.
It's Chris Hemsworth.
We'll teach him to talk. Hey, I'm Chris Hemsworth.
But then it turns out
he's like a poly stripe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it turns out he's like actually in the mafia.
Yeah.
So they got to whack him.
I don't know if there's going to be another movie.
But they make this classic joke. They go, I don't know whether to whack him or whack him off.
Yeah.
Betty White says that. That's a Betty White line.
She loves it.
This movie fucking rules. Unironically, this is awesome.
I know. I want to see it.
Momfia.
Momfia. Well.
Momfia 3.
See in theaters 2022.
That's when The Purge takes place.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, we're not done. I watched Coneheads the other night.
Oh, wow.
When was the last time you guys watched Coneheads?
Oh, my God. Every night.
Coneheads is fucking awesome.
It is awesome.
Coneheads is way funnier than I remember it being. And way more relevant now.
When I was a kid, I hated that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That doesn't surprise me. This is one of those classic movies where it's like, you know, inoffensively good. And that's the stuff that Rocco hates.
He hates
it. Was just like,
I have a theory on this.
Coneheads were everywhere for like a month and they kept, consume mass quantities. I was like, what the fuck is funny about this shit?
Oh, I thought, because it was neutered on Comedy Central.
Oh, was it?
And I used to watch it on there all the time and it's like, all the good stuff is taken out.
It's a really wholesome movie with a lot of sexual innuendo.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of sexual innuendo. But Chris Farley, young Chris Farley's in it.
Young Chris Farley, young David Spade. I mean, young Adam Sandler. It's all like the 90s SNL. And it's super, honestly, I'm going to be real. It has a hilarious anti-immigration slant throughout the whole movie.
Oh, hilarious.
Because the Coneheads are illegal aliens. Yeah. And that is the crux of all of the humor of this movie.
In Los Angeles. Oh.
And it's pretty funny and it's still relevant, I think, in 2020. Coneheads is a funny movie. Check it out.
Oh, there
it's
you
awesome.
Go.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I was just outside the SNL bubble back then. I think I just...
You were out.
I did not know what it was.
The
I was just like,
movie
what is
the
Coneheads
land here and like Immigration Nationalization Services, INS, is trying to like deport them for the whole movie. Those are the bad guys and they're just trying to like assimilate.
Huh.
They're trying to like be normal Americans, which is kind of the Coneheads
Do you
shtick.
Just in a similar vein, do you remember Do you remember the show Alien Nation?
Yes.
Where the guy had the weird head.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the spotted bald head.
He was a cop.
When that show came, when I would turn on the TV and you'd see that guy's weird head.
I hated it.
Off.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was like that show would follow any show that I enjoyed on TV as a kid.
Hey,
like, 100%. Oh, Darkwing Duck is on. Oh, here's the guy with the weird head.
Yep. I can't.
Off.
Rocco.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what that show's about because I never watched a single episode because the aliens were so ugly.
Fuck them.
As a child, I didn't want to look at them.
Yeah. When that guy's head showed up, it was like, oh, I'm playing Sega Genesis. Oh, I could, like, that was always the sign that my
shows
were
over. It was a man and a woman, and I hated both of them. I was like, you're so ugly.
They were a family.
What was this show called?
Alienation.
I'm gonna look it up right
now. It was like
I could
have
like purple spotted cheetah print bald heads.
No, they played it super real, like, hey, aliens landed on Earth and like Earthlings accept them.
Oh,
and he becomes
that.
A cop. He works as a detective.
Sean just saw the
but I couldn't.
No, I definitely remember this, and I would never in a million years. I remember this.
Yeah, every time you saw that, it was like, oh, no,
thank you.
And it's funny. Yeah, Garrett, you mentioned a good point. Like, when I was a kid, I liked sci-fi TV shows.
Totally.
Even if they were outside of my age group, you know, Star Trek Next Generation would come on, and I'd be like, I don't know if this is a kid's show or not, but like, it's sci-fi. I'm going to check that out, or, you know, whatever. I loved it. But when that came on, it was like it sucked the fun out of the room.
Dude,
that show was so dry. It was just like, maybe.
All I know about Alien Nation, it was barely a sci-fi show.
Yeah.
You have ugly, stupid fucking aliens. But what do they do? They like put on regular clothes. They're like, so we get jobs today? Like, how do you use this telephone thing? Oh, you pick it up. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, hello. Someone. Okay. All right. Cool.
Like
aliens.
Quantum Leap had humor. It was funny. This was like super serious.
It was like them just being normal people, but it's like, yeah, but you have stupid heads.
Yeah.
But
the sci-fi wasn't
good
enough.
But the reason I bring it up, Derek, is you reminded me of, you know, Coneheads, stupid heads.
Yeah.
Reminded me. But I think that show also had sort of a, you know, messages about prejudice and messages about things of that nature, which I'm sure were very important, but it was the driest. As a kid, it was just like, this show is torture.
I was too being prejudiced to watch it, so.
I guess so. Makes sense.
Didn't happen.
No, but it was just, as a kid, it was so dry, it was unwatchable. It
I think you would get a kick out of Coneheads now. It is a wholesome movie. They have badass practical effects in that movie. It's, honestly,
I'm into that.
I'm going to make a bold statement. Coneheads is an SNL film.
Yeah.
I would say, other than Wayne's World, it's the best SNL film.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
I mean, really, what else? Yeah. What else?
Superstar?
Nope, it's better than Superstar.
Night at the Roxbury.
It's better than Night at the Roxbury. I think Wayne's World tops it, but this one is the sleeper second best.
I'm trying to think. What was the last SNL film that came out?
Wayne's World 2. Was it?
MacGruber.
Which I haven't seen. Is MacGruber badass?
I've heard it's really good, and no one watched it.
Yes.
That's what I've heard.
Everyone that I like in comedy says that movie is hysterical.
All right, you know what? We're going to do MacGruber for Movie Club.
We should, yeah.
Okay, well,
we
should.
We're going to do an emergency. Yeah. I'm going to pull an emergency MacGruber.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
But that's what I've heard throughout the whole thing. You know, The Lonely Island had their movie, and I know SNL had, like, that was produced by the same kind of people and stuff, but it wasn't based on a sketch, you know?
Coneheads really had... I think it's a special SNL movie because it has Dan Aykroyd and, oh my God, what's her name from Third Rock from the Sun?
Jane Curtin?
I
think so.
Jane Curtin. Maybe that's her last name. Jane. She's hilarious.
Yeah.
Two old school cast members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they, for that era, have the modern cast members who are kind of legendary today.
Right.
I swear, you see Adam Sandler, he's so young in that movie. And Chris Farley and David Spade. And I want to say Phil Hartman is in the movie.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of, it's kind of like a multi-generational SNL cast.
Like passing the torch, kind of.
Passing the torch. And then it's just also, it comes from that era of late 80s, early 90s that I think is just one of the best eras for like wholesome movies, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
It's a good movie. Check out Coneheads.
Okay,
that's all.
I'm doing it.
Watch
it. I'm checking it out. Is that better or worse than The Stupids? Anyone remember that movie, The Stupids?
It's
better than The Stupids.
Oh, Kevin gave a thumbs down. I saw Kevin in slow motion go like this. I'm like, oh, you're a fan. And then he went like that.
Oh.
Let's
end this on a... No, I'm not going to end it. I'm not saying goodnight. But I'm saying my mom I couldn't say the movie title. I got in trouble for saying The Stupids.
Really?
What? Yeah.
The Stupids?
I'm still fucking mad about this.
Yo, I can beat that.
I have something to say about that.
I can beat that.
This is deep trauma.
I just had to, like, I'm like, what's The Stupids? And I got in trouble. I'm like, that's the name of the movie. And like, well, say the S words.
The shits.
So I had to say, yeah.
You got the shits?
My friend's going to go see the S words, and I want to go. Can I go? Fucking Christ.
The sluts.
One time.
And now my job is to say fuck, so go to hell, Mom.
Listen to your potty mouth.
Well, what were you going to say, Rocco?
Well, all I was going to say was, that's weird. My family had no issue with the word stupid, but there was drama once because my parents had family friends who they had kids the same age as us. So a lot of times we would go, I think my mom and dad went to some that family thing or so, I don't know where they were, but our family friends took us to, they had tickets to a baseball game, to a Padres game.
Mm.
And we went, and when we were leaving, there's a mural at the old stadium of like fans in the stands.
They tore that down today.
Oh, they really did?
Whoa.
How weird that I'm bringing it up today.
I know.
But it's a painting of all these fans going, and some of them look goofy.
Yeah.
Like, and we walked by that, and I pointed it to my brother. I went, look how stupid that guy looks. And this was my mom's friend. She turned around. Why do you have to use that word to describe so many things? And I was like, what? Oh. Why is everything stupid? That's stupid. That's stupid. Can you be positive? I'm sorry. Oh. I mean, I've never been snapped at like that.
Ooh.
That was drama between two moms. My mom was like, he just pointed to a painting and said it looks stupid. Yeah, but he's negative about everything. Why is he like that? And it was like, you do not snap at my kid. And they were lifelong friends. Mm-hmm. That had never happened. I don't know what it was, or she was in a bad mood that day. But that was like an ongoing fight between the two families. It was like, why did you snap at him? Like, what was that?
Stupid.
And so that was a whole argument. Sorry.
NBC's
I just thought it looked stupid. Yeah, it was NBC's The Slap. It was The Stupid.
The Stupid.
Not The Stupid's the movie. It was negative. NBC's The Stupid, where somebody said it. And anyway, that was a whole argument.
Who fucking said it?
There was drama with that.
Who fucking said it?
You know?
That was before they asked them to.
Well, they tore it down today. So,
yeah,
no child will ever have to suffer.
The energy came to me and just made me think of that.
The ghost of it came to you.
Well,
this is a spirit hub. So, you know,
yeah.
It got torn down.
Oh, that's true.
All those stupid spirits flew their way over here.
That's true. That did happen.
We had the Jennifer Day blessed the studio. What was her name?
Nailed it. Yeah, Jennifer Day.
Jen Day.
Anyways, don't forget, Garrett's going to live to be 140.
God willing.
It's been a good show, everybody.
Tune in on Thanksgiving.
You know what?
Yes?
No, don't tune in on Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
What?
I want to promote something that we never promote, and I'm always saying we should promote this.
Oh.
We never promote it.
Mm.
You guys know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Uh-huh.
Amazon.
Yep.
Mega 64 on demand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go check it out. This is something we soft launched months ago, and never bring it up, but it does exist.
Yeah.
And I want to let everybody know it's out there.
Well, there was a period too where we launched that we have, again, just to reiterate, we have some merchandise on demand on Amazon. So if ever there's something out of stock, you know, we have a few designs on there, some that we don't offer anymore.
It's a couple things that we feel we should always have available, but it's not really feasible for us to always keep certain items on stock.
Exactly.
So this is a place that allows us to kind of make that happen.
Yeah, and certain items too that we aren't able to regularly produce here, like pop sockets. I think there is one on there too. Stuff like that. So it's cool. It's all on demand, and so it's there. But we launched that earlier this year, and almost immediately, like, shutdown happened. Like, that was the beginning of all the shutdowns. And so Amazon killed that, all that stuff for a while. For a while, it was only essential goods on there.
Right.
So for a while, we didn't have that. And so it kind of like faded out of our minds, but it is back now. So yeah, check us out. We got some stuff on Amazon. And
that pop socket, I don't know, there was some drama with that.
That like the company that made them left for a little while. And I don't know what the case is.
If they are back now, if you can find it on there, that is an exclusive item to that destination on the web. So a little bit of incentive. Go check it out.
But also, you can do both and check us out on Thanksgiving as well.
Yeah.
9 o'clock Pacific time. We're going to be hanging out, doing the usual. You've been there. You've seen this fuck around. It's fun. And we have our Black Friday sale the next day, so it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do a lot of streaming, and it's going to be fun. So check that out right here on Twitch.
Good night.